refer to the single register of violence, this historical debt of the state to Ecuador's women. We in this government have made progress so that we will be implement the single register by November or the start of next year. We've been working with international partners on governance models in technical support for training public officials when they handle this sensitive data from different institutions. I would like to take this opportunity to remind you that the system comprises some 15 government entities, so these databases have 33 variables. We need to confirm them before integrating them into the single register on violence. This will act as a platform enabling state party to understand violence against women. It must be not just quantitative understanding but also qualitative understanding, so that we see what the patterns of violence in the different areas of the country. We want to make sure that this is a tool which will help us implement what is in law. We know that we'll always be running behind the train to try and catch up with gender-based violence, but we want to make sure that we understand the phenomenon so that we can do our best to prevent and eradicate gender-based violence. We know we're pioneers in many areas of public policy, but we must make sure that the law is enforced, so the state has a commitment to ensure that the law is complied with in the various forms of violence against women and young people. I hope that I've answered the questions then on the single register of violence, but I will give you more technical details on them tomorrow. This will explain how the orphans of allowance is granted, among other things. Thank you very much. The director of SINAI would also like to answer some questions. We've got 3 minutes and 5 seconds left to try and answer Mr. Gomez's question. We have a plan. It's a process.